This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant are the last known pocket of resistance inside the shattered port city of Mariupol, continuing to ignore Russia's call for their surrender. Mariupol has been the site of a merciless 7-week-long siege that has reduced much of the city to a smoking ruin. While Ukrainian officials say their fighters will never give up, military observers say their time is tragically running out. In an interview with the Associated Press, the former British Army Chief Richard Dennett says the Ukrainian forces defending Mariupol have few choices left.
I'm afraid that remaining garrison in Mariupol, they don't really have very many options. It's, according to all reports that one's hearing, they're running very short of ammunition. And I think the Ukrainian forces generally are not able to resupply them. So I think it's only a matter of time before Mariupol completely falls under Russian control.
Its fall would be Moscow's biggest victory of the war and would free up troops to take part in a potentially climactic battle for control of Ukraine's industrial east. Dennett says he expects Russia's next major offensive will be better planned and carried out than the military's earlier efforts in the invasion. At a news briefing Monday, Ukraine's defense ministry spokesman Alexander Matsunyak said that Russia has used strategic bombers to carry out airstrikes that have destroyed Mariupol. Also on Monday, Russian forces launched missile attacks in the western city of Lviv and pounded other targets across Ukraine in what appears to be an intensified bid to wear down the country's defensive ahead of an all-out assault on the east. This is VOA News. Authorities in China's largest city, Shanghai,